My teacher, I think sometimes that the Bhavana Society is like an accidental monastery. Bhante Gunaratana was brought up in this traditional Sri Lankan tradition. I've heard that there is a bit of reform now going on with both real solid meditation practice in some corners here and there in Sri Lanka, and also revival of Vinaya practice. But there's also a lot traditional. And Bhattaji, basically, I think he didn't receive that kind of really careful, profound monastic formation. Instead, he had access to the Dhamma, and he taught himself. So it was like he was with the texts, the Buddhist texts, and he taught himself and came up with the conviction. And he knows Vinaya, Abhidhamma, and Sutta, but his strong conviction was that the Sutta is the center of the teaching and the most original and important part, and that in the Pali text is a complete system. It's not necessary to go outside or refer to anything else. So then we don't have, at my monastery, not too much emphasis on like an inner teaching and an outer teaching, one type of teaching for monastics and a different type of teaching for lay people. It's just there's a monk who loves to teach, and he teaches and teaches and teaches, and he's got several thousand lay students. And then out of compassion, when people began, naturally, what happens? You encounter the Dhamma, you want to go the distance. And so as a natural result of following the Dhamma, the students began to want to ordain and want to go the distance, and then the teacher compassionately agrees to do ordinations from his conviction and his faith in the Buddhist system. He was willing to train women from a long time ago, 25 years. He didn't have all the means and facilities to deliver full ordination, but he was for it from the very get-go, for a long time ago. The Vinaya that we had at the beginning, I wasn't there at the time, but there was a very rough and rocky period in the history of Bhavana Society where Westerners were, you know, trying to accommodate themselves to this really different system and completely different way of thinking. And the teacher was a good teacher, but he didn't really have that strong of an idea or conviction about the spiritual formation of monastics. He was just teaching Dhamma. So there were some problems and some internal conflicts and some difficulties going on for several years. We also had the experience of feeling sometimes disrespected because people who follow the strict Vinaya would come and look around and they didn't really respect what they saw in our monastery. And then we made a decision, or I should say that our leaders made a decision to do an upgrade. And through the facility of some of the supporters on our board of directors, we brought in a Thai bhikkhu who led our monastery in a process that ended up being a two-year community process of us adopting a strict Vinaya. So I now have the experience of being not the most strict I know, but on the high end of a strict, small vihara, and one which was much looser and more relaxed, sort of in the typical Sri Lankan style. So I am able to say that adopting or doing that process of the Sangha meeting together and examining the rules and deciding how it's possible to create the causes and conditions for each individual is able to hold the rules and is supported in holding the rules and finds that the community is unified in holding each one of the Patimokkha rules instead of feeling that one is possibly even going against the flow and trying to be strict. We sometimes see that when we visit different places. you know, for me, this shirt, you know, is sort of like part of my training is to be willing to suffer with long sleeves during all kind of hot weather. And in other places, being willing to suffer with a bare shoulder in all kinds of cold weather is accomplishing the same purpose. But so we take the decision of the community, and we use that decision to uphold and develop our mindfulness, and we learn to be peaceful and at ease and in a state of non-conflict, even though there are differences of view and differences of opinion about the exact meaning of the vinaya in some of its details. We learn to use discipline and sila not for the purpose of becoming distressed and upset, but for the purpose of becoming peaceful and at ease, and for the purpose of upholding with a loving kindness, upholding the practice of those around us and upholding our own practice. I would say that to the extent that I've been able to learn to let go of judgmental thinking and to really come out of a place of consideration and metta in the questions of sila, that's been the greatest transformation, and one that is still incomplete. It's still very easy to feel a kind of a clinching sense of judgment, of indignation, when somebody is following a different morality than the morality that I'm following. And this is a cutting edge of practice for me.